As we talked to other persons about the work of the tribunal, some of them from Rwanda, some from here, there are some themes that seem to reoccur in talking about concerns they have about performance of the tribunal. Delay, cost, location of the tribunal. Do you see any of those as factors involving the search for justice in these cases?
I have lived through this tribunal the last 5 years. And as an East African, I have been conscious of its existence and aware of the work it's doing all the way from its formation. There are people who have said this tribunal was a mistake because it has spent so much resources and has only done so little work. Looking at the whole size of the genocide trials, but I think myself that the correct argument is not that. The correct reading of it is not that this tribunal has not been useful. The correct tribunal is this. One, determination of international crimes, crimes committed in far places, crimes investigated in far places, and crimes such as genocide, which is a crime which involves everybody, either as a victim or as a perpetrator. There is no one in Rwandan society of 1994 who can properly say, I was not involved in this genocide. Everyone was involved, either because he or others related to him suffered or were killed or lost their lives there, or because he and others went out to kill others, or because services and other things were made unavailable and receivable because of it, went through hunger and all those. So it's a crime which involves that. Now, resolving those disputes that arise from that must mean that it is something that cannot be done as quickly as resolving other private disputes might be done. And two, when you are investigating these crimes, the investigation being carried out by foreigners, by people who are not who are not part of it or who are not in that cultural background, that also delays time. The location of this tribunal, I do not expect it could have been located in Rwanda. I think I agree with the arguments that were put forward in rejecting the possibility of locating it in Rwanda, because I do not see how it could have been located in Rwanda and managed to be seen as anything other than a victor's court. I'm almost certain that if it had been located in Rwanda, everybody would have been looking at it as the victor's court, because for it to function, it would have required the support of the then government in Rwanda, which was the section of the Rwandan society that prevailed in the conflict. And therefore, its respectability as an international tribunal would definitely have been seriously undermined. Two, I do not also see how it would have been possible even to secure the kind of witnesses that we secure and give them the independence and the freedom they need to be able to tell us what actually happened. I don't see that it could happen. Now, anybody who tries to compare us with the Gachacha courts, or even with the Rwandan criminal justice system, is making a comparison which is not appropriate. It's not comparing like for like. We are completely different animals. Gachacha proceedings are designed not so much to inflict criminal sanctions, but to bring about reconciliation and understanding between the communities. And that is why they are totally informal, they are easygoing, they accept apologies, regrets and all that, and forgiveness and all that as part of their system. And they are necessary too for obtaining reconciliation in a society which has suffered genocide. We are not such a tribunal. We have rules of conduct. We have rules that govern what we do. And we are judged at a scale much different from Gachacha. We are supposed to function and to carry out our function in accordance with international standards of administration of criminal justice, which if you ask the Gachacha judges to do the same, they would take the rest of this century to carry out the determinations that they have carried out. So we're doing a task. We are carrying out, undertaking a task which to be undertaken correctly has got to be undertaken deliberately, slowly, and so on and so forth. Secondly, this tribunal was established from zero. It did not exist as such. It had to be brought together, gather people from all over the place, create personnel, create physical facilities. It was situated here in Tanzania, away from international communication system, and took years to find, even to fine-tune and provide the necessary technological support that a tribunal would require. So its starting was slow, understandably slow. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think the first trials took place in 2001. So, and of course, that investigation, that whole period of investigation was inevitable. It is possible also that it could have moved much, much faster if more resources were allocated to it. When I came here, there were three trial chambers, trial courtrooms, which means that only three cases could proceed at the same time. And they were all proceeding back to back, so that some are sitting in the morning, others in the afternoon, so on and so forth. Since then, I think the government of Sweden and the United Kingdom, is it Sweden or Norway? Either Sweden or Norway and the United Kingdom provided some funds for establishment of our courtroom number four, which then made it possible for more courts to take part. The program of ad litem judges did not start until 2003, when it was possible now to virtually double the number of judges available, with certain regulations which require that a court be presided over by a permanent judge, and so on and so forth, so that the ability for the court to function as quickly as people looking from outside there might want has not been there. We have not always been judged by those who know all about us. I think we have been judged more by people who don't know enough about us to judge us fairly. So, yes, we have been criticized. Yes, some of that criticism is valid. A lot of it is not valid or is made from inadequate information or sometimes even misleading information. And again, some of it depends on who is making the criticism.
I have so many more things I'd love to talk to you about, but the day's long, my fellow friend and judge has some other questions.
A few.
And so what I would suggest is perhaps we stand, take a maybe 5-minute break.